So there were no halls in the house?
No, there were no halls in this house at all. Now, this is the house I grew up in from a very small child up until, maybe 12.
Okay.
And then we moved into another house. Okay, that's about it.
Now, what kind of neighborhood was it in? Was it sort of a farming area, or was it in the city?
No, it was a city area. It was not farming.
And this porch, was that a sleeping porch? Or?
No, it was just a little screened-in porch. I mean, you could sit on it or, store stuff there.
So it was
whatever.
Screened-in. It had a,
right.
A cover.
Right. Oh, yeah, it was part of the house.
I see.
It was covered.
And the front porch, did it have a
No, it was open. Yeah, it had a roof, but it was open with high banisters.
Was it wide enough to put chairs on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was wide enough for chairs, and the banister was wide enough to sit on.
Oh, that's nice.
Flower pots, ferns, and vines, and all. Yeah.
And how many sisters and brothers did you have?
At this time?
Mm-hmm.
There were four of us. There were three girls and one boy. And after we moved, three more came along.
Oh, hey, that's a big family.
Right.
So I guess all the kids were in one room.
We were, yes. There was a double bed and a single bed that my brother... Well, it was two double beds, as a matter of fact, and a single bed, and we all slept in there and had a great time.
I bet you did. Like the Waltons.
Right.
Okay. Did you have a fireplace in your living room, by the way?
This house did not.
Okay.
Well, not in the living room, but it did in this room, in the middle room. There was a fireplace right here.
That pen, you almost have to hold it straight up and down.
Right. There was a closet next to this room because I know that's where I was set when I got punished.
Oh, my God, they make you sit in the closet?
Ooh.
It's pretty steep. Okay, what do you call the opening that comes up from the fireplace that lets us smoke?
Chimney.
I'm sorry?
Chimney.
Okay. I just have to have you repeat it when I'm talking
okay.
at the same time.
That's what you're saying is a lot more important than what I'm saying.
Okay, how about the part that comes out from the fireplace on the floor?
Hearth.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call the things that in the fireplace that you lay the wood across?
Andirons.
Okay.
A grate.
All right, what's the difference?
Well, a grate is like where you burn a coal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a small wood where an andiron is... Where you lay logs.
Across the
line.
Okay. And you had two of those rooms? Or not?
In this particular house, as well as I remember, it was great.
Okay. What do you call the shelf above the fireplace?
Mantle.
And do you have a name for the biggest round piece of wood that would burn a long time?
Oh, you mean the type of wood it was?
Well, just... No, not necessarily. It's type, just a term for it.
Slog.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a backlog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What do you call the small kind of wood that starts the fire?
Kindling.
And how about if it's from a pine tree?
It's pine chips or pine splinters, I believe is what we used to call them.
Okay. Have you ever heard of lightwood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney? All right. And what's left in the fireplace when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
All right. What's that piece of furniture?
It's a chair.
And what's the long one that several people can sit on?
Sofa.
Have you heard that called by any other names?
Yes. Chesterfield, maybe.
The man I was interviewing this afternoon, he gave Chesterfield as the main answer.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. He said, we call it a Chesterfield, but I guess...